What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Patrick Gale Show, episode 35. Coach, they think we'll get to even the five shows, but we're at 35 shows, Coach. It's the office edition. We come at you every week on the Patrick Gale Show. And had a great guest last week, D. Ledbetter, which caused some great interactions, great talking points for people out learning about the media. So Coach Gale said Coach Gale's becoming a media member. That's what they tell me, Coach.
No, sir.
What they saying, Coach? You saying, Coach, you're a media member now, Coach. That's text messages I've got. Coach is a media member.
No, sir. Not even close.
Yes, but we've been doing big things. And, Coach, how has your week been, brother?
Oh, weekend's been awesome, man. Just traveling back and forth, you know, trying to mix in spending time with family and mix in recruiting. And got some great news. One of our camp alums has committed to a Division I. I want to put his news out there, but you know, I'm kind of tight with his family. So got great news, and we were his first offer, JR. You know, I feel good because a lot of young men, you know, their kids are loyal, so you know they express, you know, desire to play for this program, but obviously we want them to get as many opportunities as possible. So it was good news to hear that this young man just had a visit and committed on a visit.
No doubt. No doubt, Coach. No doubt. And Coach, let me ask you this, man, like in the summertime, like what's your typical day like in the summertime, Coach?
So my typical day in the summer is really just about preparation. So I try to go speak to people in the community, talk about what we want to try to do for the next, for the upcoming season. Definitely, it's all about recruiting, talking to a lot of young people that are looking, you know, for opportunities, not just in the near future, but, you know, probably, you know, more so for next year. That's trying to find something that can save time for later. You have guys coming in, so you have to make sure they're good with the admissions process, and then you have to make sure they're good if you have guys that's trying to come in for summer school, come in for the fall. There are some issues that will happen and that will arise, so you have to make sure you're on top of it, and everything's about meeting problems before meeting it head on.
No doubt. Your coach is on the trap phones calling coach right now.
Yeah, that's the office phone. That hey, tell I'm working, right?
Unlike other people.
We gonna let it ring in the background because I need people to understand that our job doesn't stop. We go 24/7, and the crazy thing is now you can actually think and breathe. But during the season and during the school year, you get calls the same way: 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, after 5, before 8. Doesn't matter.
Don't sound for a nap. This is a coach. Can't get a nap at the disco. Can't get a nap at the disco. Can you get a little nap, but not at your
So
disco?
you know what? You know what I do? I try to go take a walk in the sun. And if it's cold, that'll wake you up too. So I either go walk in the sun or I go walk in a cool air. But usually during the season, I'm already kind of in that mode, having to do so many things anyway.
No doubt. I don't think on your board, coach, is about how we're gonna win the game today. It's on your board, buddy.
Well, my board is blank. The only thing that's on my board is about, what's the plan for the day and the plan for the season? What we and how is that plan shaping out throughout the season?
No doubt. And I've been in coach's office. He's a for a basketball coach, his office is very tidy and clean.
Well, I appreciate that.
I've been in some offices with some coaches, and it's like.
Well, some people work and you can, some people need that, that what they call organized chaos. I try to keep, things. In proper organization, and I do have during the school year work studies that definitely keep me on point and help me out.
And coach, your office is bigger than some D1 offices, coach, by the way.
Well, I do know. I will say Albany State takes care of me. I have a very nice office because I've been in some other offices at other schools. So trust me, I know. So I'm
I
blessed.
was like, how do you even do anything?
And I have a window, so that's a huge thing. As much as us as a people, we need vitamin D, we need the sun. So having that sunshine is huge.
Yeah, and that's something's weird, coach, because I'm outside all the time, but I'm taking vitamin D supplement just to boost mine up, which is weird because I'm out every morning working out and I offload vitamin D all the time. I'm taking a supplement for it. I'm like, I don't understand that at all.
Because there's a lot of things that let's put this in a nice way to not be controversial, but there are things blocking people from getting the required vitamins that they need. But the biggest thing is how you live your life. You have to be outdoors. You have to be outside, and especially when the weather is warm. Now, when the weather is cool, most people don't realize that you get sick because most people are indoors and around so many people, but you have to be outside and you have to kind of look at nature. So nature kind of dictates how we should be living, and we don't live like nature. So that's what causes some issues. You'll lose out on your supplements because you have everything you need. God provides everything you need. It's just about a matter of just going out there and getting it.
And I can now, coach, I'm down a pant size to do the working out. So,
See? Well, you look good, JR. I mean,
look.
I don't have to say, yeah, go ahead and flex for the person, not the people, the person that always talks about you flexing.
Hey, coach, I got my dumbbells in the back here. Got my indoor mini treadmill I got. I got my brake size bike in house. And I go out on the walking trail every morning, so.
So what's your go-to workout, JR?
Shoot, the old lunge with the dumbbell lunges, doing this and going up and down, because I'm really all gymmed out, coach, but the dumbbells and the resistance, and also it was just the bands for my shoulder. So that's one thing I did learn from physical therapy. I learned about the bands. So I use the bands, I put them on the door and just go, so that's how I build my upper body still about, so I'm just all gymmed out. The gym is all like, I don't want to be in it. I've been in too much of my life.
Well, growing up in New York, one of the things that we loved was the monkey bars And I don't think a lot of people realize that
I remember the
body
monkey
weight
bars.
stuff. Body weight stuff as much as you can, push-ups, pull-ups, those type of things, and band resistance, any type of strength resistance with bands, which is really your body weight or gravity. That's the best thing for your body, man, because it's those little muscles that you're working that those stability muscles that give you longevity.
And I don't really use it, but I have a stepper with bands too.
Yes.
I have a stepper with bands. I don't really use it that much. I just don't use it. But I don't, it's got a little dust on him. But this exercise bike in the back, this mini treadmill that I can sign up underneath the couch, that bike, the bands and the dumbbell. That's what I use to. And then I also go out and get my walking in because, as you know, I
Since
walk
I
very
know
fast.
you walk a lot, right? You walk outside a lot. You could walk for a long time.
2 or 3 hours, and I don't get tired.
Yeah, I've
And
witnessed
coach,
it.
believe it or not, coach, you don't think you might not believe this. I haven't lost my speed that much.
Oh, I believe it.
When I actually turn on the jets, I can go still.
For because I think you do a good job of maintenance, so you don't put a lot of stress on your body when you do things.
Correct. So yeah, coach, and I actually turn it up because when we play that flag football game. They thought I didn't have it still.
What was the stat? You know, flag football is not an Olympic sport. So, what were your stats, JR?
7 for 112 and 2 touchdowns. With a hater watching who didn't get a job. Who told me that I had no talent? Yeah, I showed it in his face and Danny 40. I got jealous still.
You just had to throw that That's
I'm
a
just saying.
TSU thing. For those who don't know, that's a TSU thing. Please don't put Gale with that. That is a TSU thing.
The internal issue. Let Coach Gale.
I get blamed for so many things I have no idea, no part of. So please start specifying as a TSU thing.
Yeah, with a hater watching. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Oh, he goes. The NBA phone is ringing, coach. It's a scout.
Both of us got
I'm
stuff
not going to take the
going
phone call on the air because I don't want to out my source, but this source played at SEC school. So I'm going to
on.
say.
Wow.
And he was famous at one time in the NBA, but he's now in the business of scouting. And I don't want him to be revealed, but I'm going to say that's what happens on the NBA phone.
Wow. Oh, so JR, let's not try to specify him, but what in this period of time leading up to the draft, leading up to summer league, what's the biggest job that a scout has to do? Does he do more of his job during the college season, or is this kind of the biggest time for him right now?
Now, does your reports match up to the workouts we're having?
Makes
You have to
sense.
defend your reports.
Makes sense.
You have to defend your reports, defend your region. And if this guy's here, does he really fit our system? Is he a summer league guy? Is he a two-way guy? You was on him. So, like, he works for an organization that's been through some things.
Well,
And
I just spoke to an agent that we had on the show, and he was telling me last night about a young man that started his career in the ACC, and he was talking to a team, in that area, and one of the things he brought up was, hey, this kid played in the ACC, he has a name. So stuff like that matters, doesn't it? It's not just talent, it's also marketing, and can they market you?
problem with the NFL draft and NBA draft. It being a Power Five school gets you a lot of leeway. Danny saying you wouldn't always at Tennessee State. It just gets you more leeway. You're more apt to, oh, he played there. He must be to play there, he must have something inside of him. That's what a lot of guys get left out in the cold because these GMs and these people in front offices. That pops him. Oh, Georgia, Florida, Indiana, Houston, just throwing out names, but that pops to people. In the NFL, Georgia, Alabama, just the name of going to that school will get you signed to a contract for a futures deal or whatever. Let's give you opportunity because you played for this school because they're viewed as so much better than everybody else. So guys like a DRC or a Levine don't get looked at the right way. DRC guy was first round pick. I'm going to take him out as crazy. But my point is, being at Tennessee State and being a great player, you might not get looked at. You know what I'm saying?
But for the young people out there, it's like, man, I just want a chance. I just need a chance. What's the best advice for someone that played at a lower division, a lower school, that they feel like they haven't gotten a fair share? What should they do? Because you can't make somebody take you. What's the best advice for people that want an opportunity? And I think you can share your story. Want an opportunity, was told you're not good enough or you're not this, whatever. What how did you pivot? What should they do?
I just see, you know, for me, it was like, call around, just give me a trial, see what can happen, right? But for a college guy like now, you have to really have an agent working for you behind the scenes now. You have to work the back channels. Like, Ja Morant wasn't on the radar at Murray State for a while until he was on the radar. Because people was like, well, this dude's electric, he's wiry, blah, blah, blah. He's an OVC. You know, like Damian Lillard was that good at Weber State where you couldn't deny him, you know. But in the same instance, you know, you got guys who play like that guy Gonzaga Timmy. He's not really an NBA player, but they're promoted like they are, right? So it's really about having the right bat channels, having your coach work for you, use his connections, get your film out there, and you know. But in NBA, it's different though. It's only 60 draft picks, right? So it's limited. So you have to really pop, right? Robert Covington went the G League route and got to the NBA. Are you willing to make peanuts to get to the NBA in the G League? Or are you going to take the money in Europe? A lot of guys that choose to take the money in Europe are not trying the NBA because you can have a good life playing ball overseas. So it's truly how you want to go about it. Cash in Europe early or go the G League route and hope for the best. It's truly how path you choose. But these scouts, these guys, I think about it. My man who has called me on the phone, he don't go to no small schools. He goes to big schools.
That makes sense.
You know, he would never step foot at Tennessee State to watch anybody play. Or Albany right. State. He wouldn't right. show up at the SIACC tournament to see if he could find talent. He wouldn't do it because the team wouldn't pay for it. So these teams only kind of pick from a certain small pool. And it's hard to, if you're outside that ecosystem, that little pool, it's hard to get in.
So what do you say to guys like me, coaches like me, that say exactly what you said? You're going to, because at my level, it's not do you choose? It's no, you're going to have to go to smaller markets, smaller, you know, basketball markets to play. I don't want to say anything about countries, smaller markets, we'll say, to go and try to get some film and try to get a name. But what do you say to guys like me that say, but look at the front offices? They're not all from big schools. You got a lot of people in the front office from smaller schools. So you can make it. You can make it in the front office. You can make it in what I call support staff. What do you say to people that like me that try to push that to young people that still have that desire to play?
I asked the guy the other day, how long are you going to push the ball side versus the trying to get in the business side? You know, you got three options. You got the ball side. You can push for getting into the front office side, business side, or you can go play out overseas. It's real call, because if you're good enough to be in around the G League, you're good enough to play overseas. Now the money's, you're gonna make some money, then come back over here and get into coaching or whatever. So I always say, what is your path you want to choose? And understand, well, I know this from being around scouts who I'm cool with. They may like a guy from a small school, but they may get outvoted. Or they be like, or it's like the GM's like, if I draft this guy, I'm risking my job. Because watch the second round, coach. Drafting a European kid kind of gets you off the hook. You don't have to give him a contract. You can stash him in Europe for as long as you want to. And it gets you a free pass.
Well, here's the other thing. Most European teams have what we call imported players, which means they're American players and they have a cap to how many players can be on those teams. But a lot of guys don't realize you can get a dual citizenship or you can get a passport from another country and you wouldn't be considered an imported player. So a lot of players at the Division Two or the lower Division One level, or even the mid major Division One level, whatever level that, like you said, these scouts aren't looking at, can go play in these same leagues against these same players that are getting drafted. Can they not?
And sometimes show that they're better. But the problem is that the upper level people in the front office look at Albany State or Tennessee State or whatever state it is. Well, comparing, they get psyched comparing the school, not the player. And you don't get the blind resume. It's like they didn't go against this competition, blah, blah. It's always the reason why this to take the comfort of a Power Five or a group of five player. Because it saves their job.
That's what I'm trying to promote is I don't want to say that a lot of people don't know what they're looking at. It's what you just said. Am I going to risk my job for that person's dream? Most people aren't. So when people say that they want an opportunity, people don't understand you're already getting an opportunity just talking to a coach because most people, this is the same thing in recruiting. There's certain high schools, there's certain programs that will always have players being recruited by high majors is just because of what you just said, because they consider that bigger competition. You can also talk about travel teams the same way. But I know that doesn't mean anything. You put two players against each other, they play on the court. It doesn't matter the uniform, it only matters the talent. Even if you have referees or officials that kind of skew it one way because of name, you still talent still shows. But that's not the world. So it's to me, it's all about what's your long play? What's gonna have you be around the game that you love? Because that's the first requirement for me. Love the game. If you love the game, you wouldn't mind going to play in a country that no one's ever heard of to get paid to go play basketball. If you love the game, you wouldn't mind being in ticket sales for an NBA team or a WNBA team or what have you. If you love the game, doesn't matter what title, you're around the game. And I think that's what I want to stress and promote to young people.
Coach, I did a great job right there because I looked out the window and there was a dog just took a you know what, and the black man out from sort of wiping his butt with a tissue. I didn't love. Coach, I held it together, doing I held it together, Coach. While you give me that great knowledge, I'm sitting here looking like I'm trying to hold my breath. I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on out my window, Coach? I did a good job holding
What?
together. Coach, I held it together. I'm the outside for the whole. I'm holding it together.
Well, we talked about nature, so let's talk about the life cycle and how nothing is ever thrown away. Everything is always recycled because carbon is needed and all elements are needed and a lot of waste. And I'm a compost person, so a lot of waste goes right back into the earth and brings the trees and the fruits that we see.
And I was like, I just think this is a dog, Coach. Why are you wiping him like he's a human? That's what I'm thinking. Like, what are we doing? And I'm having to look. I'm looking at this black man, literally white. I'm like, what are we doing? See, Coach, we're alive here, people. I'm just saying, I'm sorry. I'm doing the show with Coach, and I'm having to hold it together while he's giving his great advice. I'm over here fighting my urges to the scream.
You know, the sad part is dogs don't use anything. So he might be hurting them more than helping them because dogs may have a natural cleansing system. And when you're introducing foreign substances to a dog that, I study my chemistry a little bit, so and biology a little bit. So I'll leave it at that. But yeah, that would kind of frighten me too if I witnessed that.
What are we doing, Coach? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
And Coach, we're pretty doing right. I have news on your Knicks.
My Knicks.
I have news on my phone. Kid is like the Dallas Mavericks are not gonna be playing hardball because the Rockets have told the Knicks no. The Timberwolves told the Knicks no. And so now Dallas is gonna tell them no if they ask for Jason Kidd. So he's probably getting a new contract in Dallas now after this interest. But they don't want to lose him too. And because it's people. Remember, I told you to coach off the line? And NBA is about the PR look. We lost Luka.
Talk about that, JR. Talk about how decisions are made in that PR office first before anything.
Yeah, because the NBA teams want to control the narrative. They don't want to have screaming A, I'm going to leave off the part I really called him, running his mouth on first fake, or Wendy coming with a little story about nothing, or Shams with a story about nothing, or Broussard, or all these other guys running their mouths about nothing, because you don't know anything, nothing. You know, it's running your mouth on a podcast about nothing. So there we go, Coach. So teams are afraid of these nothing people who control the narrative out here, because they're giving these big old platforms because of certain things. And so, you know, and I'm like, you don't know that. Because Coach, Coach will attest to this. He knows stuff before it happens and be accurate. And I ain't out here lying about stuff. Getting poke holes and all these little narratives. That Coach will call me like, Gerard, tell me about this. Like, I can poke the hole in a little narrative. Like, I give you an example. I'm going to call him out. Bill Simmons said that the Atlanta Hawks are going to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm like, well, what draft pick, sucker? With what draft picks? The Murray trade took the draft picks away. With what picks? But you hear where the Atlanta Hawks is a deep sleeper for Giannis Antetokounmpo. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? So the teams are afraid of these mouthpieces that they've been selected by. Oh, Lord, I was with Farrakhan, but selected by certain people to give the project they have knowledge of the NBA. And they have nothing at all, because I have a scout called me on the world of the show. So I have the real sources. Yeah. Talk to players, agents, so I can put it together myself and tell Coach Gale offline what may or may not happen. Because I am the true plug. I'm the silent plug. Because I am not even trying to break stories. People tell me stuff.
And one of the things that I'm most impressed with is you have a very, very, very good understanding of the CBA and what can be done and what cannot be done.
A fake trade. You don't such as a fake trade. You do it, sucker. Shut up. It's not real life. Shut up. But this is what's promoted. That Ringer stuff, the Yahoo Sports, and all these people that they had these prominent roles who has talked and don't have no truth to it. It's running. But teams are afraid of this, and think about this when they're making decisions, Coach. Teams that these know-nothing mouthpieces who run their mouth about absolutely nothing with no truth and no fact to it, control how they make moves and make sure it looks good for them.
Wow.
But I'm the one that's wrong, Coach. I tell the truth.
No, I'm giving you this platform to speak. I love the rawness. I love the real. And I've, you know, learned a lot from you. And I don't believe people really understand how intelligent you are to read through all that verbiage, to understand the math, to understand the language. Basically, you're almost like a lawyer having to read through all that. So you shoot down a lot of stuff initially because, you know, that can't work. They'll go in the second apron. That can't work. Under the rules, you can't do that. And like you said, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation. But let me ask you this. Don't teams use that to kind of manipulate also PR?
I can tell if the player leaked it or the coach leaked it or that team leaked it. I can tell. I always ask myself, Coach, when I see a story, who does this benefit? Who does this leak benefit? That's probably who leaked the story. Then I go do my checking on my phone.
So what you just said about my team, the person that's going to benefit the most is the coach, who's going to go now and have his agent renegotiate a contract because of all this interest that he's getting, right?
Yes. He has a market.
Beautiful thing, isn't it, JR? Beautiful yes. thing.
And every day you hear screaming, hey, I won't say what I think he is. Saying stuff on the air like that. You know what you are in a round in the rounds with something to beat the sky at night. That's what you are. You know, I'm just saying, Coach, like, I'm tired of this. I really am. Because I have the facts on my phone.
So for everybody that knows, Patrick Gale does not edit the Patrick Gale Show. So please do not come to Patrick Gale about anything said on that show. That's not coming out of Patrick Gale's mouth.
Correct. But he knows what he is. You are what I'm saying you are. You know what you are, sir.
But the reason why I feel it's important what you're saying is because I want a lot of young people to understand that, let's call it what it is. The man is very wealthy. I mean, he's not just rich. He's very wealthy, man. He's having deals that's life-changing for generations. So young people that may not be able to have the ability to play basketball or play a certain sport can still make a very good living off of sports. And that's what I want to promote.
Thanks to Little Deepest Ledbetter. Do it truthfully. Don't be up here lying like you know something you don't know nothing at all. That's my problem, Coach. That's why I don't watch ESPN, Fox, or whatever. People send me clips, but I don't watch it because I know it's propaganda and lies.
And I will say this. You do not watch it. I talk to you a lot. You do not watch it.
So, because I can talk to the real people on my phone here, the NBA phone.
If I had that access, I probably wouldn't watch it either if I were you.
Yes, so... If I know I need to go on the lead, I can just go on my phone here and do that, people. So, episode 35 Patrick Gale Show. We got it done. We'll be back next week, and I will deal with whatever I said. I'll deal with it, and I mean, but what I said, I meant it.
Well, can you give up since you're connected? I just want to share this message as a guy that's been rooting for the Knicks since I can remember, that we appreciate and we love what Tom Thibodeau has done for the New York Knicks. We have not had this excitement for decades. We know how hard the man works. He's an excellent coach. He's been an excellent coach his whole career. And we just want to say thank you. And there are some of us coaches that were very disappointed with the decision that was made. So we just want you to make sure you get that message to Mr. Thibodeau. My message, not the message. My message.
The Patrick Gale Show will be back next week.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your Radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.